Hare Krishna, back in Budapest, got back late last night, and was able to do some writing this morning before I said goodbye to Devaki, who's been here for the last week and a half, Budapest, New Rajadam, giving courses, spiritual culture, specifically relating to Sri Dharma, the role of ladies in society, and which has been very well received. And I'm just here for the day with a program this evening, meeting a conservative rabbis over here at the college. Having interfaith conferences that we have, and then tonight we'll be going to Debrecen for a few days and coming back to Budapest either Saturday night or Sunday morning, and then staying here for a week before we have our RGB meeting next weekend in New Rajadam, following which I'm on my way to London for a operation. Maybe more about that at a later date. Here is a topic that I was just talking with the Sankirtan devotees this morning, book distributors, and the topic was relating to the people that we meet on the street, and it's, I guess, something that modern parlance calls psychology, being able to relate to the other person, understanding other people's psychology so that you can establish a relationship with them, and on basis of that relationship you can either give them something or get something from them. In this case, we want to give them transcendental knowledge and we want to get a donation from them. Transcendental knowledge in the form of Srila Prabhupada's books. And of course that kind of psychology is obligatory if you want to exist in this world. Of course, nowadays, psychology in all different facets is a very in vogue thing to study in universities and colleges. And some of its precepts Prabhupada accepted, others are just pure speculation. Well, it's all pure speculation. But some of it happens to be right and some of it is not. But one thing for sure is that in life, and just as in this course that Devaki Devi is giving, men have to know how to relate to women. Women have to know how to relate to men. Part of the ability to do so is to understand that men and women work differently. They have different things that motivate them, and that although they look like they're the same species, they're actually not. As one famous book said, women are from Venus and men are from Mars. Of course, that's not really the case. And they are one species, but because they function so differently, therefore they're different. And parents need to understand what makes children tick, husbands and wives, what makes each other tick. We need to be able to relate to relatives, people at the workplace, customers, everything. Everything is based on psychology. And when we're preaching, not just distributing books, but when we're preaching, preaching means, sure, it means repeating what Krishna says, but you have to repeat what Krishna says in a way that it reaches people. And in order to reach people, you have to be able to connect with them. And connect with them means you got to know where they're at. If you're thinking of the idea of a bridge, and if I'm building a bridge between, say, over a chasm, between two hills or two cliffs, I have to know where that other cliff is. Now, I'm on this side, and that cliff is on the other side, so I need to know how well does it support the load. Especially, I need to know how far away is it, what type of material it's made of, and then based on knowing what's on the other side, I'm able to build a bridge. Similarly, in our relationships with each other, I know, well, I can't even say that I know where I am. That's a lot of problem. It's a problem for a lot of people, is that people don't even know where they are. So in the bridge example, one thing is to know the other side, but you also got to know what's on this side in equal measure. So when people don't even know their own psychology and they don't know their own nature, Prabhupada says it, to know one's own psychophysical nature, to know what your, in our terminology, to know what your gunas are, to know what your guna is, to know what modes of material nature act on you, how you react to those modes of material nature, what's been your conditioning for so many lifetimes. It certainly requires a level of honesty, a level of perception. One has to be very, very perceptive. And when we're, for instance, preaching to people, trying to understand, give people Krishna consciousness, we need to see where they're at. A very good example of this is Srila Prabhupada, who he spent a long time. Prabhupada traveled the subways of New York. He just traveled. He got on the subway, got on a subway ticket, and I guess you got one ticket, and with one ticket you could just go back and forth as far as you wanted. And Prabhupada would go from one end of the subway to the other, just watch people. He was studying people. He was studying the people to whom he was preaching. Prabhupada read the newspaper. He inquired from others about current affairs and kept abreast of topical events, developments in the world in order to be able to relate to his audience. And that was one of the major reasons of Srila Prabhupada's great success in spreading Krishna consciousness. Although Prabhupada was 70 years old, from a very conservative Bengali Vaishnava family, he was able to relate to hippies, whom psychiatrists and psychologists couldn't relate to, whom the police couldn't relate to, whom American politicians couldn't relate to, who even their own parents couldn't relate to, but Prabhupada could relate to them. And he could relate to them in such a way that he was able to convince them to take up something against what they were actually, in principle, really against. The hippies were for free love. I know, I lived through it. I was one. The hippies were for free love. They were for intoxication. They were for no restrictions. They were for liberality, not conservatism. And here was Srila Prabhupada, who said no free love, love only in marriage. He said no drugs, no intoxication. He says no, you can't do anything that you like, and if it feels good, you can't do it just because it feels good. In fact, don't do any of the things that feel good. Just do the things that Krishna wants you to do. So how was Prabhupada able to completely get a customer base who had a very different mindset to do what he wanted? He was able to relate to them. And he was able to relate to them, and then on that basis he was able to present Krishna consciousness and take advantage of one aspect that was there in the hippies, is that they were all seekers. they were looking for something. They don't know what it was they were looking for, but they were looking for the truth. They were looking for answers to questions. And Prabhupada had all the answers to the questions. But it also meant a change in lifestyle. And of course, Prabhupada didn't make the change in lifestyle from one day to the next. Prabhupada knew how to relate. So, a very important concept, this idea. How do we relate to other people? And until we relate, we know how to relate to other people, we understand them, they can understand us, it becomes very difficult to deliver the goods. And life means, I gave some book distributors the example of surfing. When you're surfing, you're either on top of the wave, you're riding the wave, or you're in a mess, you're smashed against the rocks or the sand. So you've got to be on top of it all the time. Similarly, in Krishna consciousness, especially when we're preaching, we really need to be right on top when we're doing these service. We need to be, our minds, our body, our intelligence, we're always alert, always perceptive, always analytical, in order to actually get the best result. And this idea for this example of surfing really comes from Oxford Street. Devotees in England will know that Oxford Street is probably the most one of the most difficult places to do book distribution. If you're running at anything less than 40 miles an hour, you get trampled to death. So people aren't walking; they're not even running; they're dashing. And to stop them, there's only one way to stop them, and that's if you're 100% absorbed. If you're 95% absorbed, you're not going to get anywhere. So we used to always call, when we're going out on Oxford, so you say, is riding the wave. You've really got to be there. It's not some kind of laid-back place where just hang around, wait for people to come, slow-moving people and stuff. You've got to stop people. And in the midst of all that activity, to be able to quickly relate to them and get a result, you got to be riding the wave, you got to be on top. So life is also like that, because every interaction that we have depends upon establishing relationships. No relationship, no result. Therefore, people get married, 50% of them they get divorced. Because even if you're sleeping in the same bed with the person, unless you know what they're like psychologically, spiritually, and so on, just because you have physical proximity does not mean relationship. And how to make relationships quickly, effectively, that give results, now that's really preaching. And in that vein, therefore, this kind of psychology is really valuable. And of course it's something that every salesman knows. Every salesman knows that you got to get people to like you. First of all, people aren't going to buy something from you if they don't like you. You got to like you, you've got to be able to relate to them, and ultimately you've got to get them to say yes. And Krishna consciousness is also like that. Ultimately we want people to say yes. I want to chant Hare Krishna, I want to eat prasadam, I want to be a devotee. But for that, we need to follow Srila Prabhupada's example and become very expert. Hare Krishna.